This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Personified on the radio, maximum performance from Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen, all here to be at your service and on your side here. The universe is all in our corner. Don't you think that's nice to have the universe in our corner? I think it's very, very, it's empowering, right? I have delegated the responsibility of getting the hour started to Jennifer Horn. So, Jennifer, can we sit down and talk about something exciting like aliens? Look, yes. Up in the sky!
And how about Ed Snowden? I mean,
Snowden!
He's been hiding out. He did, it was Joe Rogan's podcast that Ed Snowden sat down and chatted on it.
The guy who's responsible for making hair thicker? Oh, no, that's Rogaine, excuse me. All right, please keep going.
Jeez, with these jokes.
Will you help me? Victoria?
I think you're beyond help.
Clearly.
Clearly, okay. There
so, a little bit of bad news for all of us who want to believe that there's something else out there, like alien life. Remember, Area 51 was just stormed, a month ago? According to his own words, Ed Snowden has searched the depths of the U.S. intelligence networks and can report the conspiracy theories are just not true. As a former employee of the CIA and a contractor for the NSA, that's the National Security Agency, Snowden had access to some of the nation's most closely held secrets and, with his curious mind, he was very excited about what aliens or intelligent life or extraterrestrial life may have contacted the United States. He said, for the record, as far as I could tell, aliens have never contacted Earth, or at least they haven't contacted U.S. intelligence. Now, he writes this in his recent memoir, Permanent Record. He said, the moon landing did indeed occur. So sorry, conspiracy theorists who thought that happened in Hollywood. And he said, climate change is real and chemtrails are not a thing. So apparently those things that we see in the sky, a lot of people think they're chemtrails. He said that's not real. Climate change, he said, however, is. He talked about the conspiracies on Wednesday, saying that there was just no evidence of aliens and chemtrails and the like. So sad news, I suppose.
Where did he get that information?
Well, he went and
illegally dug through all of his
NSA
clearance.
And the CIA, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I think everyone says, well, not everyone, but most people that I know have said that on day one, if you're the president, that's the first question that you would ask. All right, where are the aliens? Let's see them. What happened? But, apparently there's, he said I thought it was interesting. He said, if it's hidden, he said, the idea that we're hiding them, if we are, he said, I had ridiculous access to the networks at the NSA, the CIA, the military, all these groups. And he said, I looked and couldn't find anything. So if it is hidden, he said, if it is hidden, it's really damn well hidden. And he said, even from people who are on the inside. So that's a bummer.
All right.
There you go. Now, he also took to task the Obama administration. He said that he was a patriot for standing up against government surveillance. He said opposing mass surveillance is patriotic. And really...
I agree. It is.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he's the bum a lot of people think he is, Frank. I think he did us a lot of good. I have a lot of respect for him. Frank, it's too bad that he's been run out by those who want to protect their own name and their own spirit and... I think the guy did us a service, whether we all realize it or not. I guess time will tell, as is the foolishness around the message for impeachment, against impeachment. Time will tell. It seems to me like this is just a time. This is, what infuriates me is the amount of money being spent on this. It really is offensive. The amount of money defense lawyers are going to make on this, it's obscene.
You're going to like this, though. Circus. He talked about, he actually said that this goes back to Dick Cheney, the access to this, what did he call it, turnkey tyranny that's given to presidents, essentially. And he said that Vice President Dick Cheney and his lawyer, David Addington, 20 years ago gave so much power to the presidents, essentially. He said presidents are given a good fearing up, given an inflated idea of the threats facing them by the intelligence community. And so he really takes issue with what the CIA does and what intelligence does. He said at some point they succumb to the demands of intelligence agencies. He said Obama did that. And he said the fear that we had, the government surveillance after 9/11 with Bush and then with Obama, he said that's actually what caused the rise of Trump, because everybody was fearful. And so that's kind of, I thought that was kind of interesting that he's, the just the comment that presidents are given a good fearing up, I thought was kind of interesting.
Yeah. It's amazing how we live on fear-based
thinking.
And all
of us by extension, right.
Yeah, yeah. The administration, though, did sue California. A couple of California stories here. I would like to get your sort of corner on Victoria, Kara, hello, Jennifer, if
whoever
we can. The administration is suing California over that cap-and-trade program limiting carbon emissions. Because it's unconstitutional? What are the Californians turn to Canadians for help, right? And now, where does that lead us? Where does that,
well,
Californians
says,
are saying, what about this?
It says that California overstepped its legal authority by creating an agreement with Canada, another country, to limit air pollution and climate warming greenhouse gases.
But California looks upon itself as a separate
country
anyway, doesn't it?
Right, but despite that popular opinion with some Californians, it's still a state in the union. The federal government is the only body that has this power to actually negotiate with other nations, according to the lawsuit. So they're going after California for going outside its power, I guess.
Really? All right.
This cap-and-trade thing is such a disaster. As much as it's, you know, well, every time they look for clean air, what does that mean?
Don't look in California for it. There's all those damn fires.
Right, but what does it mean to people living in the state? It means more taxes. This is a huge tax. And people are scratching their head wondering, why we're paying over $5 a gallon for gas. This phony baloney governor of ours, Gavin Newsom, is saying, well, I'm going to launch an investigative task force to figure out why gas prices are so high.
Right.
I'll tell you, buddy.
He was the one who's going to fix the homeless problem and the other things.
Well, give me a break. You know exactly why gas prices are so high. Cap and trade, the gas tax, which they promised would be used to fix infrastructure, and now it's being used for other projects.
Yep.
All of that money, the whole nation is energy independent, but California is energy dependent because we rely on Saudi Arabia, who's just attacked by Iran. So, of course, gas prices are going to be high. Save the millions of dollars it's going to cost to investigate that, and I'll write you an essay. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
How much is gas now in California?
$5 a gallon.
It was four. I saw the cheapest I saw when I was there last week was $3.99. The most expensive was $4.95. And these are state. I don't get how there's a dollar difference if people are stupid enough to go to a station across the street from. I don't even understand that. I don't understand
the
price.
Well, it's more expensive in L.A. County than it is in Orange County. It's more expensive in L.A. County than it is in Ventura County. I mean, it's just so stupid. So many different local regulations.
You want to do one more stupid story, or maybe you don't think this? It depends on what you how you look at earthquakes. You live in California. The state. Okay. this may be the end of the story. Earthquake early warning system. Stupid.
So stupid. And I'll tell you why it's stupid. Because
please, tell us why
it's
stupid.
LA County. So as a dope, I downloaded the app. And when we had those big 7-point earthquakes, remember those?
Yeah.
I looked at my phone and I said, okay, where's my alert? It must be nothing. Why? Because if you're not in an area where it feels like a 4.5 or higher, you're not going to get the alert. And the alert's only 30 seconds anyway, at the very most. Sometimes it'll just be a minute. So I don't believe that it works.
Newsom said,
I don't believe it gives
today,
you much time.
We're making a big leap forward in terms of focusing attention on prevention.
What good
it's
is it going to do? How can you
prevent
minutes?
An earthquake?
You can't.
Yeah,
right. There's,
he's
I don't
a
know.
Nitwit.
What are you going to do? Give me a week's notice and I'll leave town. I mean, come on.
The smartphone app is called My Shake.
which right. is a terrible name.
Oh, my God, these people.
Here's how it works. Shook.
The system will use ground motion sensors located across the state to detect an earthquake before humans can feel the shaking. And from there, computers will identify the location and strength of the quake, send out alerts before any serious shaking occurs. There'll be a whole lot of shaking going on in that case. The My Shake app. Sounds like something you get. Isn't there a restaurant chain called Steak and Shake?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Go to the local ice cream shop and get a shake. How about this? It's like an Amber Alert system, apparently. All right? Officials say they hope the advance notice gives people the opportunity to take life-saving action.
Before what can you do if you only get a few minutes notice?
You don't even get a minute, Victoria. It's like
nonsense.
Seconds.
Oh,
it's so stupid. All you're going to do is panic for longer.
Right. 16 past the hour on today's DJV program. The way to lose weight, healthy way, the right way, the natural way. To lose weight. Don't you want, if you lose weight, you don't want to go through those crash diets. You don't want to take drugs. You don't want to be all full of stimulants that make you... You want me to repeat that, Victoria, or have you got it?
You sounded like a turkey.
Really? Gobble, gobble?
Yeah.
Well, people have told me that I was a turkey over the course of my lifetime, so maybe that fits right in. Anyway, let's be serious about weight loss. Calitrin... Calotren. People, a guy sent me a note yesterday. He said he loves listening to my commercials because it sounds like a spelling lesson or a spelling bee. I'm always spelling the problem. Well, I want you to get it right. When you go to the website, calotren.com is where you find all the natural, healthy help that you need to lose weight naturally and effectively. That's because Calitrin has been proven by tests by laboratories all around the country to be the weight loss prevention. It doesn't prevent you from gaining weight, but it prevents you from getting sick when you're going on the offensive. And the offensive is to get rid of the weight, lose it. Like us on Facebook. That's what Calitrin has. Lots of great information. Facebook.com/Calitrin. I like to look at that to see what the latest testimonials are, how people are really succeeding. And that's what you want. You want success. Success is spelled Calotren. Number one. America's number one choice for weight loss when it comes to doing the healthy, all-natural way. Go to Calitrin.com. The special deal this week is all about Halloween. You get, it's the best deal of the year, actually, right now. It's 3 and 3. You pay for 3, get 3 more. Stay with the program. Get the weight off and keep it off. Go to Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV. Check the box for DJV at Calitrin.com. And be happy about your weight loss program because you're going to feel better, look better, be better, and you'll keep the weight off. Calitrin.com. All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV for all the great radio specials at MyPillow.com.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
For our Throwback Thursday segment, the ladies look forward to me engaging myself in the music of the past for our musical segment in this hour every week, every Thursday. So as it is Throwback Thursday, we celebrate first number five song. This is a list of the top five songs this week in 1970. The group was called Free. I didn't do anything else. This was a one hit for them. But it's kind of one of those anthems that you don't forget. Right, Kara? Crank this puppy up.
Love.
I knew this song very well, but I never knew who sang it.
Group's called Free. All right now. Baby, it's all right now. And I love the all right now. Number four this week. What a dichotomy in taste this represents. The Carpenters. We've only just begun. Love this woman's voice. Fabulous. What's more fascinating about the Carpenters music than anything else is that they had no band, no orchestra. It was the brother Richard on the piano, and then when they laid the track down, they did the singing after they laid the track down, but they played the instruments. They'd lay a track down of a couple of them playing a couple of different instruments, and they'd do another track, and then she'd sing the song while he played the piano. It's really a pretty amazing story of what they did together. And now Richard's all over the place telling stories of their success. You see him on the PBS all the time. But fabulous. Just what a shame that she got so co-opted by, you know, like a lot of other young women in trying to lose weight, got hooked on drugs, and that's what killed her. 31 years old, she died. Ugh. Next up, back to the music that sounds like Free and more dichotomy. The group is Sugarloaf. Number three is Green Eyed Lady this week in 1970. You know this song, Victoria?
No, never heard this one.
Really?
Green Eyed Lady.
Guitars and organs. Specialists.
she lives for life to be.
Kind of always liked the song.
Green eyed lady feels like I never see.
Great, a studio group. One hit wonder, and that's it. All right, so we go from that to a guy who had and still has a record for the number of number one songs that he has been successfully associated with. This is a story about a bottle of wine, if I remember correctly. Cracklin' Rosie. Neil Diamond was number two this week in 1970. People love him singing this song. The crowds always go wild when he sings.
I think a lot of his songs get that reaction from people.
Yeah.
I like a lot of his songs. It's totally not in the genre of anything I listen to, but I really like him.
Yeah.
A lot of the songs are just fun.
Well, they're fun. They're good stories. He's a good storyteller. I don't like my Rosie Child. Won't find me there. Number one. This was the first of 5 weeks in a row. The Jackson 5. Michael singing I'll Be There. You ladies know this song, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's Tito. Always wanted to be the lead singer. Really, the only two of them that could sing, Michael and Tito.
Oh boy!
Yeah, there's still only two boys here that can sing.
Thank you very much. Top five songs this week in 1970 at 28 after the hour. That's the DJV program. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Around 30 Republican House members storming a closed-door hearing yesterday on Capitol Hill regarding the impeachment inquiry of President Trump. Many Democrats later called it a Republican stunt. But Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell says the GOP members may have created a security breach as many brought their cell phones with them.
They not only brought in their unauthorized bodies, they may have brought in the Russians and the Chinese with electronics into a secured space.
Officials say a wildfire burning in Northern California is growing bigger by the minute. The Kincade Fire in northeastern Sonoma County reported just last evening, but it has since blown up to an estimated 10,000 acres, being fueled by winds blowing between 50 and 70 miles an hour at times. Mandatory evacuations are underway. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Isn't it fun to be here? It's Thursday, October 24th on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schulman is here. I'm Doug Steffen. A lot of people, they wonder about where we come up with all this information. Well, the world is full of crackpots. And so we although, just a second, some people think I'm a crackpot. You wouldn't agree with that, lady. Why did you chuckle?
Because it's funny.
What? Some people think you're a crackpot?
Yeah.
Really? Who would those? Would you argue with those people? Somebody came up to you and your friends that listen to the radio program, they say, hey, who is that guy? He sounds like a crackpot. Would you argue with them?
I don't think you're a crackpot.
Depends on what referencing. I might do a shoulder shrug and just say,
Yeah.
Really?
Sometimes. Maybe.
All right, let's go to Chicago, shall we, where the city is full of crackpots. And I mean that literally, crack heads, maybe, rather than crackpots. So the Chicago Teachers Union has been on strike for a week now, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there still is no agreement, and the classes continue to be... What are the kids doing in Chicago? That'd be what I'd be interested in. What is... Somebody who doesn't have to go to school, what are they doing?
I don't know, and think it's a huge problem. So teachers have been on the picket line since last Thursday. Their previous contract expired on July 1st. They're calling for guaranteed smaller class sizes. They want more support staff like counselors and nurses.
Anybody know what the average class size is in Chicago?
I do not. I don't know. But the teachers union and the Chicago Public Schools agree in principle on a lot of these issues. They want to increase teacher pay. They want to support homeless students. They want to boost the support staff. But they just can't agree on the numbers. And so the union also wants the Chicago Public Schools to put all of its promises in writing, which it should. But the Chicago mayor, Lori Lightfoot, said that the city doesn't have enough money to meet all the union's demands. But union leaders and teachers believe that the city has plenty of money. It's just not spending it on education. That, who knows who's right on this one?
I'd spend it on policing. So what are they spending it on? That'd be a good question to get answered. Yeah.
I mean, the Chicago public school system has been, it's been a disaster for a really long time.
Chicago is, governmentally, is a damnable disaster. And what in the world, this is the third biggest city in our country. You know, we watch the Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD.
Does it ever, I've never seen any of those shows, but do they address poverty and violence?
Yes.
And like, do they address those issues?
Yeah, they do. Yep, they do. And the police, certainly that the Chicago PD thing is all about what goes on in the police force there. It's such a lovely city, but yet it's really corrupt and horribly run. You can say the same thing for Baltimore. I mean, think about the cities around the country that are so obviously poorly run. Washington is another example. Awful. But then there are cities that run themselves, kind of. Los Angeles is an example of that, even though the mayor is a nutbird. And New York, blah, Blasio, good God. But even with
de Blasio,
you were about to say blah, Blasio.
Yeah. But even with him, New York is having lived there for a long time, New York is a very well-run and well-oiled machine, regardless of who the mayor is. So that is,
well, there were some problems.
Systems.
Before Giuliani cleaned up, I mean, there were Bill Bratton sort of cleaned things up. It was messy.
Well, there was crime and, you know, but the crime, it's a lot safer in New York than in most cities around the world.
I agree with you. It is. It's very safe. Mm-hmm. Next up. A focus on Boeing, finally. Now, I don't like that word. You know, I tease you all the time because you use that word, and I give you a little starch for it, but it applies
here. Everyone uses that word.
Finally. I don't use that word.
Oh,
Boeing.
Goodness. You're above us all.
Oh, here we go. Now,
flying in your 737 MAX.
No. If I ever was wealthy enough to own my own plane, it wouldn't be a 737 MAX, I'll tell you that. Actually, Trump has the right idea. His 757. Those are great planes. That's a great private. If you got the money to buy a plane and run one, that's a great plane to run. Anyway, Boeing has started to struggle internally with all the 737 MAX foolishness by firing the guy who's in charge of the commercial plane division. His name is Kevin McAllister. He's been on the job since November of 2016. He and the others, the person that runs the 737 program, should be fired. Chairman of the company should be fired. They all should be fired because the plane is a disaster. And the scrutiny that is going through now, appropriate a little after the fact, but now even the Department of Justice is in the act, and Congress is criticizing the company for a lack of accountability. And this is America's biggest exporter in terms of dollars, and it's this badly run. Directors agree. One employee said that this guy is a scapegoat, and he could be. That often happens when something like this, somebody gets thrown out. Stan Deal is the new CEO of the Commercial Plane Division. I don't know where he came from. I think he was assistant to McAllister. But this guy at least has been with Boeing for 33 years, so he knows the ins and outs of how the company works. But that 730, they did it because they wanted not to create a whole new plane. So they kept modifying the 737 since the 1960s. And it was just too far. The engines are too big for the plane, and the plane can't stand it, and they, you know, it reacts to the computers. The guys who want to fly planes want to fly them. They don't want computers to fly them. And this is a pretty much completely computer. They trying to compete with Airbus, all their planes. The pilots lack. Whenever I talk to a pilot, he laughs, or they laugh at being called pilots, because the planes, basically, the way they're designed by Airbus, once you take off, you have the autopilot and it flies itself. They don't do anything. sit up and play cards, whatever. There's nothing for him to do. Imagine how boring that must be on a cross-country flight. Just sit there and do nothing unless there's some sort of an emergency. Good God. American Airlines, has a disciplined, I think they're going to go to jail. Some flight attendants who are laundering money. They'd go there, flight attendants that fly from Chile to Miami have been found carrying money. As a matter of fact, yesterday, I think it was, the feds got on the plane, found this one flight attendant carrying $22,671 in cash into the U.S. From somebody in Chile. So what does that tell you about? I mean, the opportunity is there. Of course, people are, they're back and forth all the time. It's really, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often, frankly, aren't you? When you get right down to brass tacks.
Well, yeah, they do get screened like everyone else, though, right? Although,
they're not going to tell how much money you carry.
Right.
With you, if you're carrying money, how do they know? That's what I'd like to, somebody must have been following. There's probably some sort of a gang or something that's a drug related thing, but all of them, there were four of them all together that were carrying up, the most was 22,000, but some were carrying some more. They all are have Hispanic names: Carlos Alberto Muñez, Maria Isabella Osanandan, Maria Beatriz Kuzmar, Maria Strick. These are all the flight attendants arrested at Miami Airport. And bingo. So, got to be careful. Crime doesn't always pay. Here's something that does pay. Spending a few minutes at the MyPillow.com website. Go in there and see what the latest special deal is on mattress toppers or pillows. The Giza sheets. These are the best sheets you will ever own. They feel so cool. The cotton thread count is 400. That's pretty good. That's above. What is the norm, Victoria? About 200? What's the normal per kale thread count? The more there is, what I do know, I'm not an expert, the higher the count, the better the sheet, right?
Isn't that how it works? To some extent, yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, once you get up to a certain thread count, and I'm not sure if it's 800 or whatever, then at that point, it's just kind of, it's really more about the type of material than the actual thread count. Yeah.
All right. Well, you'll feel, this is an amazing. The pillows and the sheets and stuff. When you got pillow cases on that are made of this stuff, amazing. There are all kinds of pillows. The roll and go pillow. All the pillows now, you can buy one, get one free. The BOGO offer has been extended at MyPillow.com. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free with that 60-day money-back guarantee. The fact you can wash them and dry them, keep them for a long, long time, not the 1 year that's the average value of a feather-based pillow. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special tab that they have there, and get the discounts, 50, 55, 60, 65, 66% for some of those fabulous pillows that are on sale right now. The buy one, get one free applies to all of the pillows at MyPillow.com. Make sure you get the promo code DJV lined up there for these great radio specials.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour now on the DJV program. There's some new innovations in smart homes. Kind of a comfortable feeling to know you can do all kinds of things just using your device, right? Is that what they consider? Do you feel like you have a smart home? Victoria, you got a smart home? Is it smart?
Not completely, no. I don't have like a Google Assistant I don't use Alexa, so probably not really.
All right, we've got home and lifestyle expert Catherine Emery here to share her ideas for getting ready for the cold weather, being smart about your home, not just necessarily technology, but I suppose we ought to start there as long as I offered it up, Catherine. What are the newest trends in the technology for people who want to have a so-called smart home.
Yeah, well, as you said, Doug, you know, people really are gravitating towards all of this smart home technology, and leak detection is the latest trend in that, and it's fantastic because it can save you thousands of dollars in potential water damage. So Rheem is a water heater company, and they came out with the Gladiator, and it is a smart water heater with everything built inside. So, you know, you probably don't think about your water heater, right, until something goes wrong with it.
Right, yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, the Rheem Gladiator has the leak detection and auto shutoff valve built into it. So if there is a leak detected, it'll immediately send an alert to your phone and shut it off. So it's a very smart, effective system. But then it also has a lot of other added features where, you know, from your phone, you can check on hot water availability, you know, avoid cold showers, holidays are coming, house [S2] Right. [S1] Might be full. And it also has this vacation and away mode. So if you do go away for the holidays, say, you can turn your water heater off and be a lot more efficient on your utility [S2] Mm. [S1] Bill. So
[S2] Smart. [S1]
It's just a lot of smart technology built right in there into the water heater.
All right, let's talk about the cold weather coming. If you're in a cold weather climate, what do you have that's new?
It is the season for cold and flu, whether we like it or not. Everybody needs a humidifier in their home. So Air Innovation's Clear Mist Top Fill Humidifier has every feature that you need in a humidifier all in one. It's got a really easy top fill design, so instead of like lugging that tank back and forth to the sink or the tub, you just open the top with a pitcher of water and pour it right in. Once the water's in there, the tank is so large, it's 1.6 gallons, it lasts about 100 hours, so breaking it down, that's about almost 2 weeks of sleep. You don't have to fill it again.
Mm-hmm.
I myself then get a little worried and think, oh, do I really want water stagnant like that? But it's got an right? I'm reading your mind right there, right? It's
yes,
got an
you are.
Antimicrobial inhibitor, so mm-hmm. no bacteria is going to grow in there, and it's got a permanent ceramic filter. It basically has everything that you could need in a humidifier all in one. So it really is what you need right now, especially, you know, you don't think about it till you get the cold or the flu, and then you just have to go out and get one. So this is a great option.
Getting close to the holidays, lots of presents at home. How do we make sure we are safely protected? What's a must-have safety product?
That's a great question, Doug. So like you said, you know, holidays are here. You're cooking more on the stove. You're turning on the furnace. These are gas-burning devices which emit carbon monoxide. What most people don't realize is carbon monoxide is the number one cause of accidental deaths in the United States. You probably have a smoke alarm, but you might not have a carbon monoxide alarm. Mm-hmm. First Alert has a 10-year sealed battery carbon monoxide alarm. It also doubles. It can be a little tabletop, or you could put it on your wall. It uses an electrochemical carbon monoxide sensor, not to geek out on you, but that's the most accurate technology available. So keep your family and home safe with that.
All right.
And then last but not least, now that everything is safe and clean, you want to keep it that way. Roto Scrub, it's a cleaning brush you attach to any drill in your home. It's a faster, easier, and more efficient way to clean. You can clean your kitchen, bathroom, fridge, countertops, bottles, grout, outside, tires. You literally just put an attachment on the end of your drill, and it cleans any device. So it is a Roto Scrub is just an amazing way to clean the home this holiday season.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get into Thursday, we're talking about what the movies are this weekend. Chuck also is going to tell you the difference between an antiperspirant and a deodorant. That'll be part of the highlight of the conversation here today on Movie Moments. This is the theme from The Joker. All right, Chucker, this is still The Joker goes. Is it going to be another one, The Joker 2, because of the success of The Joker? Is that the deal?
I don't know the answer to that question. There'll be some form of, I think, the character either in another Joker movie or in the Batman universe somehow, because it's just become so popular. It was reports yesterday on the internet that surfaced that this movie will be extremely profitable. Warner Brothers stands to gain a $500 million profit off this film when all is said and done after the theatrical release, streaming, Blu-ray, so on and so forth.
So how much of a piece of the pie does the director get and the people that are... Is the director... Most directors... Is their pay scale to what the movie does?
Well, in this case, I think they primarily did this movie as an experiment. They no way expected this type of a box office. One, they shot it for $50 million. It's R-rated. It's very dark. It's at times very unsettling. It plays primarily like an art house film. But here's the thing. One of the reasons I think this movie has struck such a nerve is because the score in this film is incredible. It was done by a woman named Hitter Giddenfer. I have not heard of her before. She did an original musical score, and it is really, really good. I think it's going to get nominated for an Oscar. It's one of the best scores I've heard in years, and musical score can help a film tremendously.
Well, movie be up for other awards as well when you... Get right down
I think
to
it'll get tax. Nominated. I personally think it will be nominated for Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Cinematography. possibly best director. It's funny because on RottenTomatoes.com, the top critics, it's just 44% positive, but the general public seems to really dig this movie, and a lot of people are going to see it at least twice because it's done $775 million worldwide and going strong. Warner Brothers maybe expected $300 million worldwide off this film. They caught lightning in a bottle for whatever reason, and it's done really, really well.
Yeah,
I wish you would see it, honestly, so I could talk about it on the air with you.
I don't have any.
Do me a
favor. Think any of us do. Victoria, you don't have no desire to see this, do you?
Not really. Although I know a bunch of people now who've seen it and they loved it. So, and I trust their judgment. So,
I trust Chuck's
judgment, too.
Yeah, I do,
maybe
too.
I'll see
what
it.
What he likes, I usually don't want to go see.
Well, here's what's interesting. We booked it at the theater I'm involved in that you paid a visit in East Strasbourg.
Yes.
And
yeah.
when people walk out of the theater, they literally stand in the lobby and speak about this movie for like 15 minutes. I have not seen that in a long time, that type of, it's like, it's very thought provoking and they're fascinated by, and a couple people, like the other night I was talking, walked out and said, my God, that was an absolutely brilliant movie. You don't get that type of reaction a lot. In film.
So who's responsible for that? Who sets the tone? Why is the movie this good? Who is it that, is it the star or the stars? Is it the director? Is it what? Who is it that makes the movie make the kind of impression it makes?
Well, one, the performance by Joaquin Phoenix is outstanding. They took a leap of faith on the direction in terms of, they took chances in this movie that you normally don't see in studio films.
Like what? Give us one example of that, please.
It's very character driven. There's really no action in the movie. It escalates toward the end. It feels bigger in scope. But the first three quarters of this movie feels like you're sitting in an art house watching an art house movie. That's why I'm really surprised that the general mainstream public has embraced it as much as it has. And also, like I said, when I initially reviewed the movie, it is unsettling. You could argue slightly irresponsible. I think, like I said, I think that's a fair argument. But it is an absolutely fascinating movie. And there's a scene in the last act where the Joker and the talk show host are on set, the talk show host played by Robert De Niro, where you're literally glued to your seat with the dialogue and waiting to see what happens. It's just an interesting movie. I got one other bit of movie news. Disney Plus, that's new streaming channel Disney is coming out with, trying to get Sarah Jessica Parker, Bette Midler, and Kathy Najimy to reprise their roles for a sequel to Hocus Pocus. Now, Hocus Pocus was made like 20-something years ago.
Yeah.
It has a huge cult following. A lot of revival houses do it and gets very big crowds. So they're trying to get that cast. And Disney's spending a lot of money on this streaming service. They're doing a reboot, a reimagining of Home Alone. So they're spending money getting major talent for the streaming network.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.